The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
Now, this week it's expected that the need for planning permission to install solar panels on your home will be scrapped for pretty much all of the country. There are a few exceptions, but most households and businesses will be free to install as many solar panels as they wish, subject only to health and safety regulations. Now, we're joined in studio by Paula Galvin, Director of Planning at McCutcheon Halley Chartered Planning Consultants, and on the line by Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Researcher in Clean Energy Futures with the MARAI Centre in UCC. Good morning and welcome to you both. Paula, we'll go to you first. First of all, you welcome this, I presume.
Absolutely, Pat. This is a very welcome addition to planning law in Ireland. It's something that's been examined for the last couple of years in response to the Climate Action Plan. So essentially what is going to happen is we're going to remove exemptions, the restrictions around exemptions. So for householders, that means that you can get a greater coverage of your roof space to generate more electricity for your own use.
Yeah. And can you cover your entire roof if you are willing to spend the money?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, yes.
Now, what about your back garden? You decide, I'm sick of mowing that lawn. I want to stick out, 20 square metres of solar panels and get electricity instead of flowers.
Yeah, that will be freestanding solar generation. So it's absolutely provided for. There are restrictions around it in terms of making sure that it doesn't break your front boundary line of your house. And that's for visual impact reasons. But the new regulations will provide for some freestanding solar ground mounted.
Now, I spend a lot of money, say, installing solar panels on my roof. And then a developer comes along and gets planning permission from On Bord Pleanáil or whoever for a 30-storey block. And that glorious sunlight that was giving me power in my solar panels is no longer hitting my roof. What then?
Well, I suppose that will be dealt with through the development management process. So basically, when you're applying for planning permission, the developer must submit supporting information to demonstrate they're not affecting the amenity of surrounding dwellings. So for your solar, you will be looking at things like overshadowing studies to make sure that it's not going to reduce the generating capacity.
Because, you do the sums, and I'll talk to Paul in a moment about the sums, how much it costs me to put them on the roof and how much I expect to save. Or even if I'm selling, how much I expect to earn. And then, that 30-storey block suddenly reduces my income dramatically and makes nonsense of the investment.
Absolutely. But it can be dealt with through development management and through the requisite studies to demonstrate. I guess designers will also need to be very keenly aware of this as well when they're designing those tall buildings, that they're looking at the impacts that could potentially be generated.
Now, at the moment, it's saying no planning permission if you want to put these on. So that's great news. But do you think the time will come when not alone will there be no planning permission, but you will be required to put solar panels on your office block, your house, your garage, your school, whatever it might be? That at the moment, it's voluntary if you can do it, if you can afford it. But maybe all new houses will just have to have it.
Absolutely. And I think that's going to come in the policy and development plans. A lot of our development plans are being reviewed at the moment. And local authorities will be seeking to push this through now by including it in their planning policy.
Hmm. Now, I mentioned that by and large, the entire country will be free of restriction, but there are some exceptions. What are they?
They are indeed. They're called solar safeguard zones, basically 43 areas of the country, and they're related to safety in air navigation. So to ensure that everybody's safe when they're sitting in their airplanes. So these areas are around airports and it's a 5-kilometre zone.
Is it to do with reflection of light into the pilot's
exactly,
eye?
Exactly. Glint and glare is what it's called.
Okay.
So essentially it's not saying you can't have them, but it is saying that you need to apply for planning permission. So a glint and glare assessment can be undertaken.
Okay. So if you're on the flight path and your solar panels are pointing towards the aircraft, you might have to point them away.
Yes, but solar panels absorb an awful lot of the light. They don't reflect a huge amount. So you can orientate them to make sure that you're not going to impact, obviously, air safety. And you see it a lot on runways in airports. You'll see solar panels. So it isn't a huge difficulty, but it doesn't stop solar within those zones.
Now, Julian wants to know, are protected buildings exempt from...
No, there are still some restrictions around this. And I suppose stemming back to why we would have looked at restricting this in the first place back in 2007, one of the things would have been visual impact, and definitely ACAs, architectural conservation areas and protected buildings. You know, we have to look at the impact of installing solar panels on them. So they will require planning permission.
OK, Paula, that's very interesting. Dr. Paul Dean is listening to our conversation. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So does it make economic sense? I know it makes green sense, but do the sums add up?
They do, Pat. And actually, the rise of solar in Ireland has been very interesting. Look, I'm down here in Cork today. It's incredibly overcast. It's probably not the best day to be talking about solar. But two things have happened, Pat, over the last couple of years. At a global level, the cost of producing solar panels has absolutely come down significantly. And then on the other side of things, as we all are very much aware of, the cost of electricity has gone up massively. So even though we're not getting more sunshine in Ireland, it makes a lot of environmental and, as you said, economic sense now to put solar panels on a house in Ireland. So let me give you some sums here for your listeners. So a typical, let's say, a four-person family detached home, if you put a small solar panel system on your house, roughly about six or seven solar panels, and in electricity terms, that equates to about 2.5 kilowatts. That'll produce enough electricity to meet about a third of your overall electricity needs over the year. So essentially, you're reducing your electricity bill by about a third. Putting in that system into your house, Pat, will cost you somewhere in between maybe €5,000-€5,500. Now, you will get a grant from SEAI, so it's very important that you engage with your installer or with SEAI on this. The grant is worth about €1,000. So the cost to you as a homeowner is probably around €4,000 to €4,500. That means the payback then, Pat, is probably about 10 years. But the good thing is then, after those 10 years, the solar panels will actually produce electricity for about 25 years. So after that, you've about 15 years worth of free electricity. So look, if you have the cash, it's a really good investment at the moment. But I would advise anyone listening, if you're interested in this, it's really important to get a couple of different quotes, make sure the installers are reputable, and it's a really good thing to do at the moment.
Now, one of the things we're promised is that the retailers will actually buy back electricity from you. But what are they prepared to pay for it? Because I would have thought the best way to do it is kind of energy trading. If I'm using, say, 100 kilowatt hours and I sell them back 50, well, then I should get a bill only for the 50 that I used net. That's not the way it's working. They're buying it back from you on the cheap, aren't they?
Yeah. And look, we need to manage expectations here, Pat. I suppose I often hear about, you know, this talk about becoming householders, becoming massive exporters of electricity. You're not going to make much money out of this, you know. That typical four-person family that I mentioned, Pat, with that size of a solar panel on your roof, you'll probably make about €100 worth of electricity that you'll sell to the grid over the year. And now some suppliers, Pat,
That's Mickey Mouse money, to be quite honest.
It is.
Why are they not paying a profit? Proper rate for, you know, because they get it back from you and they flog it to somebody else at a much higher price. I don't really want to be the wholesaler supplying dirt cheap electricity to the retailer who then flogs it to my neighbour at a greater price.
Or even worse, Pat, they'll flog it back to you for a higher price. So this is why it's really important for people when you're sizing your solar panel system. So look, this news on the planning permission is really good, but just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. What's really sensible is to size the solar panels to your own needs within your home. And really what you want to do, Pat, is use as much electricity as you can within your own premises. And look, if you're not using appliances, if you're not using your appliances at home, it's really important that you have a little device put into your solar panel insulation that diverts any excess electricity, not to the grid, but send it to your hot water tank so you can heat hot water, so you can avoid the use of your shower. That's a real money saving for people. But look, you're not going to become a millionaire all this, Pat.
And finally, Paul, do any of these systems at the prices you've quoted include any batteries? And does it make economic sense to actually hoard your own electricity in a battery?
So, and this is really important, Pat, the prices I quoted don't include batteries. So you need to think about a battery if you're not at home during the day. If you're not at home when the sun is shining, a battery makes a lot of sense. If you're at home, if there's two of you or one of you at home during the day, then you need to be sensible about using electricity when the sun is shining. If you can't use it when the sun is shining, the cheapest form of battery that most houses actually have already in Ireland is your hot water tank. So think about using as much as you can or in your home as possible before you look at the idea of a battery. Again, the battery makes a lot of sense if you're not at home during the day and you can hoard it for later on, but it will increase your cost, Pat.
Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Researcher in Clean Energy Futures with the Mari Centre in UCC, and in studio with me, Paula Galvin, Director of Planning at McCutcheon Halley Chartered Planning Consultants. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.